This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
And thanks for checking out the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. This is Grant from Sunday Afternoons on North Sound 1. And it's been a while since the last podcast. Got a bumper pack podcast for you this week. We're talking RIP to kids TV, including Blue Peter off terrestrial telly. Well, BBC One anyway, that's coming up. And celebrity stalking with Yaz from Greg's Eat Breakfast. We'll get to that in a second. Chatting about squirty cheese. Yeah, squirty cheese, you heard that right. On the Big Drive Home with Andy and Craig. And first, let's kick off with the Big Drive Home, Andy and Craig. And Craig's off to Zante. Now, you know how you always wonder a couple of days before you go on holiday what the weather's going to be like, and you maybe check some websites and stuff. Andy done one better for Craig, because one of Craig's relatives is actually in Greece right now. Here's what happened when Andy ruined the weather surprise for Craig on Andy and Craig's Big Drive Home.
So, Craig, you're on holiday on Sunday.
Oh, yes, can't wait.
You're going to Zante.
Oh, it'll be brilliant.
In Greece.
Yes.
On the phone, I've got Nikki, who's a relative of yours, I understand.
Yes, she works out there. She's lived there for a couple of years.
We're going to find out what the weather's like. So, Nikki, how warm is it there just now that you're out by your pool?
Oh, it's glorious. 30 degrees, brilliant sunshine, fabulous.
See you at night. Can you hear the crickets as well? That's really important for me when it's warm. I need to hear the crickets at night.
Yeah, well, we're 2 hours in front and they'll be starting any minute. There's like a little lullaby that sends me to sleep every night.
I just thought that was actually on a CD and played through speakers in foreign resorts just to make you feel like you're somewhere nice. The thing that we really need to know, though, obviously I'm heading out there on Sunday. What's the weather forecast in the sort of Greece area for the next 2 weeks, if you know?
What, you're not coming this Sunday, are you?
Yeah.
We've been barricading up the kebab shop with sandbags. It is going to be torrential rain.
No! No, yes. Hang on. No, that's here's forecast. No, surely it's not the same there.
I told
you. Souvlaki everywhere, souvlaki everywhere. Gold medallions floating down the street. It's going to be...
Okay. Right.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for checking out the Best of North Sound 1 podcast at northsound1.com/listen again. This is Grant here with the best of the week and the weather in Zante. I think that was a joke. I think it is going to be quite hot. And staying with the Big Drive Home with Andy and Craig, we're going to be talking squirty cheese soon. But before that, let's talk stalking celebrities on Greg's Eat Breakfast.
Joe, okay. And can you, in your best newsreader voice, read out this email that Yaz has just sent to a celebrity?
Okay, here we go. An itch I just had to scratch.
Okay, that was the subject. I didn't start it off like that.
That's the subject heading, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Gary, well, you don't...
Is that you introduce yourself as an itch that you had to scratch? He's not going to go to my
That's something I had to do, you know?
Right.
Hey, Gary, you don't know me, although we have spoken when you came on my radio show a few months back. Gary Wilmot, that's my guess.
Is it Gary Wilmot?
No.
I just felt compelled to chuck you a wee email. I hope you don't mind, but seeing as we have a mutual friend in common, you've played table tennis with my big bro, something you probably won't remember. And well, like I said, I've spoken to you before, I felt I could get away with it. Lol. You prob get loads of emails on a daily basis, but really wanted to message you to say hello and tell you how entertaining I find your tweets. I love someone that has good chat, and you've certainly got that in abundance. Some of them even make me laugh out loud.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
Keep up the good work on and off Twitter. Oh, and I don't suppose you're eating cheese before bedtime. You're having the most random of dreams. Ha! Yasmin, kiss.
Right, okay, hold on a second.
Do you know what? I'm so embarrassed.
Now, before we even guess, Gary, who this is, I'm just going to go back onto Monday's show here. I'm going to pick a random point of Monday's show. I was off on Monday. This is somewhere in the 6 o'clock hour of the show.
It's Snow Patrol, and just say yes. On Greg's Eat Breakfast in North Sound 1, I'm trying to use my phone here. Look at Twitter, because I do follow Gary Lightbody, and he's really funny. The best bit, he's in, they're in America at the moment, and he's he's in a very, very hot place. I think he was in Las Vegas.
Yaz is in a very hot place.
I'm in a very hot place at the moment, Joe.
Let me just pick a random one. Joe, pick an hour. Which shower would you like to go for? After nine, maybe? Let's go for somewhere after nine on Monday. This is the show again. I was off.
It's Ed Sheeran and Lego House on North Sound 1. Ed Sheeran, who was touring America with Snow Patrol, cut his time short there because of that family matter. I only know this, actually, because I follow Gary Lightbody on Twitter. Some people do, you know, read a good book before bed. Some stick on the telly. I just sit and read Gary Lightbody's tweets.
right.
He's very funny.
I don't know what to do with her anymore, Joe. I really don't, right?
There's only so much you can do.
There is only so much you can do. She's been chasing after the bloke from The Apprentice as well.
He's taken Gary Lightbody.
Did he ever get back to you, the guy from The Apprentice?
Yeah, he did.
She's got a recorded message.
I've also got a nice signed photograph from him as well.
Nice. Yes.
Remember the band that came around with the tour bus? She spent the night in the bus?
Oh, yeah.
And then stalked them at every gig across Scotland. No Gallagher.
Right, yeah, you better watch his back.
No Gallagher knows how to treat her with disdain.
Yeah, and we even try to set her up with a listener as well. Remember?
Yeah.
And she's like... He ran a mile. So,
well, he's not famous.
He's not famous enough.
We need to set her up with a celebrity.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Is there any celebrities in the northeast of Scotland that we could find and we could just like get this two away for a meal?
Camera. Yeah, all right.
What do we have? Well, John Duncanson, Frank O'Fair. What are they up to these days? That's about the best we can do, is it?
If you're a celebrity, beware. Yaz stalks. This is Grant with the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. Thanks for checking us out at northsound1.com/listen again. Still to come, we'll go back to Greg's Eat Breakfast and chat about kids' TV. More importantly, the lack of kids' TV very soon. Details on that coming up. But first of all, Andy and Craig's Big Drive Home talking about squirty cheese. This freaks me out.
Here in North Sound 1. Every afternoon, Craig keeps our Facebook page updated and inundated with some strange stuff that he finds on the internet. Most of it, to be honest, IT don't let him put up. But a lot of it does get through their filters, particularly when they go away for a tea break. And today's one, I don't even know where you found that from, friend.
I just kind of found it. I'll let you describe it. Because
this is a new. Is it a new product from Kraft?
I really don't know.
Well,
let's just say it.
Let's just say it is. You know how you can get that cream that you spray for on dessert, so you have a bit of apple pie.
Cheeky times.
Yeah, you just cheeky times. This is a family show, for goodness sake. People are eating the tea. But none of that.
Not anymore. They're not
potty mouth. But this is squeezy cheese. It's exactly the same idea. Except it's cheese. It's not cream, it's cheese. It won't work with cheese, with apple pie.
That'd be no time for fun
so
time.
So I don't even know when you would use that. Because if you're going to get make a cheeseburger, then you use the cheese slices, which is pretty much the same kind of
cheese
stuff.
Cheese, by and large, is pretty easy to work. I can do it.
It's not really complicated.
No.
And this isn't even cheese, really, because if you read the small print, it says cheese snack.
Yeah, because why can't they say it's cheese? It's
because
like the
it
cheese
isn't.
Slices as well. Yeah. If you get the ones that are so cheap, they're actually called cheese food. Have you read that?
Yeah,
like,
that's because there's no
cheese.
No, there's no milk in it. There's no nothing. It's just made out of, I don't know,
bits.
Stuff left over.
What could it be made out of then?
I don't know.
It's not made of meat.
Well, no.
Or hoofs or anything.
I wouldn't hope so.
Well, if it's not made of milk, then
so, anyway, what I'm trying to say is get onto the Facebook page, facebook.com/NorthSound1, or just get onto Facebook, type in North Sound 1, and join the debate which is running at the moment. Some people just typing in guards and then rushing to the toilet. Other ones actually toying with the idea of maybe purchasing some.
I would like to try it to find out if it could be as bad as I think it could
be. The main reason I'm really interested in it at the moment is I've got a really long, big gap down the side of the shower, and I don't really want to shell out for some more silicon, so I'll put some cheese down there, and then I can have a tasty snack while I'm in the shower.
Squirty cheese coming to a supermarket near you soon. This is Grant with the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. Hear what happened when we gave away an iPad on Thursday. That to come, but first of all, RIP to Kids TV on Greg's Eat Breakfast.
Can we just get really serious for a second?
Okay.
Because you know how they've been doing the digital switchover with the telly, and it's already happened in our area here. They just did London recently. I think they've only got one or two more to go. And then all TV will all be on your digital set-top boxes.
Right.
Once they make the last switch this year, they're going to be saying goodbye forever from the mainstream channels to children's TV. It'll be gone.
Oh, that's sad.
It starts with Blue Peter. That's the first one to go. Mm. And then slowly they'll be removing all the kids' TV shows. Sad day. You won't be able to switch on BBC One or BBC Two and watch any kids' TV anymore.
But the thing is, these kids get to watch these shows all the time. Kids don't know they're born these days. I remember having to wait until the boring programmes were over to watch the shows I wanted to watch. Pebble Mill at 1.
Oh.
Sitting through that rubbish until Pigeon Street came on afterwards.
Pigeon
that
Street.
Was a long wait.
I liked Pigeon Street, yeah.
Can anybody remember the theme tune to Pigeon Street, the lyrics?
If you go down
to Pigeon Street,
these are the people you can meet. These are the people who can stop and say goodbye.
Hello, goodbye.
Oh, well
Pigeon
done.
Street.
I just remember the noises they made, the pigeons.
It was something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Ah, Pigeon Street. And they had these, they were drawn as if we had drawn them.
They did have, yeah, the big hands.
Big hands, little bodies and huge heads. A bit like Joe looks now.
A little bit.
Were you on Pigeon Street? Yes, did you ever get involved in kids' TV? Did you ever write to a TV show?
Funnily enough, I did, yeah. I did. I had a crush on Neil Buchanan when he presented number 73. So, I sent him a little letter and I got a sort of generic postcard back with a big red door and a yellow number 73. Saying thanks for the comments and a bit like that, what I got back from the guy from The Apprentice.
Have you still got that?
No, I don't. No. I did keep. I'd written away to Short Change as well. That was a children's BBC programme. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that. Well,
Andy Peters.
It was Andy Peters that presented it. Yeah, and I've still got that postcard that I got. A nice generic one saying thanks for your email, but no thanks. We're not going to do anything on you because I was Short Change. You see.
North East Scotland, this is what we want to find out this morning because it's the end of kids' TV, right? Did you appear on a kids' TV show? We're not going to keep it this narrow. We're going to keep it wide open. We're celebrating all things kids' TV. Did you send a picture to the gallery? Remember Tony Hart with his gallery?
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah? Yeah. Remember he couldn't promise he could send them back?
No, he'd have them. He's still got them all. Wallpapers his house with them.
I'm really kind of gutted about the whole kids' TV thing. They were going to removing it from BBC One and BBC Two. They've already really done it from ITV and stuff. And you've now got to go and tune in to the special channels up the high end of your Skybox or your Freeview or whatever it is you're watching it on. What we're doing this morning is we're celebrating all things kids' TV. Cast your mind back. Give us your favourite TV shows or your favourite TV memories. Or did you even appear on Kids TV? We had somebody who was on Play School.
Play School, yeah.
When it was filming at the Duthie Park in Aberdeen. Right, what have we got in the text there?
Ashley says she loved Rainbow and also the Care Bears.
Oh, the Care Bears, yeah.
Yeah, except I was a bit frightened of the, I don't know if you remember the green thing in the book.
My sister was
like
a fan of it.
Nicholas, his book or something. It was like a green face. It was horrible.
Did you have them all? Did you have all the Care Bears?
I've still got my Care Bear. I've got the main one. I can't remember his love a lot or whatever his name is. Sarah says, Big Cook, Little Cook, loved it. Made sure I was up early enough to watch it before school. I don't remember that.
Don't remember either.
No. Susan says, Andy Pandy and Luby Luke. I can't remember if the program was just called Andy Pandy, but loved it. And Amber said, love Postman Pat. Until they went and changed it all, gave him a helicopter and a motorbike.
Right.
It's not quite the same. I know I'm with Amber.
Where does Jess sit on the motorbike?
Exactly.
Where did they put Jess? I love Postman Pat. I remember getting really upset on an episode of Postman Pat because he'd got lost in the fog. Right, 400-969 is our phone number if you want to call the show. Who have we got here? Hello.
Morning, Gregory.
Good morning. Who's this?
It's Bruce.
Where are you, Bruce?
I'm in the car heading to work.
Kids TV this morning, then.
Bod must be the worst drawn cartoon.
Bod.
What was Bod again?
What was Bod even about?
All it was a triangular shaped kid with a round circle on his head. And all the other shapes were exactly the all the other characters were exactly the same shape, just different colours.
What a lazy creator.
A triangle with
Bod
a round head.
As well, yeah.
A bit like Ricky Gervais's pal Carl. All right, buddy. Thanks for that, man.
Okay, cheers.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, the kids' programmes.
What's your name, buddy?
Mark Wilson.
Hi, Mark. Where are you, Mark?
I'm just on my way to a course in Dice at the moment.
Oh, what are you doing? What's the course? Is it through? Is it work-related, is it?
It's work-related,
is
yeah.
Is it a boring course?
It's not as boring as I thought it was.
Right, okay. Right, kids' TV, then.
Tomorrow People.
Tomorrow People. What? That was was that some weird futuristic...
I can't remember exactly, but I just remember watching it when I was a kid. Was it not aliens who had some sort of special powers and they were protectors of time or something like that?
If you wrote that in the TV Times, how many people would be like, oh, I've got to watch that?
Oh, yeah, that's a
what
winner,
a great
that
synopsis
one.
That's... All right, buddy. Well, enjoy your course today.
Thanks very much.
All right, pal.
Don't worry though, Kids TV is still going to be available on the digital channels. This is Grant with the Best of North Sam 1 podcast. And finally this week, it was iPad Thursday. Here's what happened when Andy and Craig called back the winner of a shiny new iPad 3.
Been taking part in iPad Friday all day. Now, it's time to find a winner.
Hello?
Laura?
Uh-huh.
It's Andy James from North Sound 1. Craig's with me as well.
Hello there.
Hiya. Hi.
How's your day going?
Yeah, it's been good. It's Friday.
Yes, it certainly is. It's iPad Friday, actually. The good news is you got the answer correct. It was Pudsey that won Britain's Got Talent. That's good news, isn't it?
That's fantastic news.
Yeah, we just thought we'd phone you up and tell you that.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. And we thought we'd phone you up and say, well done, you've won yourself an iPad.
Wow. Thank you.
Best Friday ever. Well done.
It is the best Friday ever.
Congratulations and well done. You've won on
iPad
Friday. Yay! Yay!